I just wanted to echo and comment, with Commissioner Haskett with the wolf reintroduction. I think a big part of the reintroduction, the majority, is about people. Communication, transparency are paramount to the long-term success of this release and the reintroduction of wolves into Colorado. I as a commissioner worked for 16 months on this project, not to short any of the staff because they put in far more time than we did. But I was out to dinner and on the news the following day I saw it flash across the screen that the wolves had been released, which it kind of cut. It hurt to be so invested in something and have such a good feeling about a plan that we put forward to find out the day after it had already happened. And me as a commissioner to feel that way, I can't imagine what the producers and people in the area were feeling. It's an emotional thing. But I think we really need to focus on perception. This wolf reintroduction kind of set a stage to pit urban against rural. If you look at the vote, it was very close and it came down to the wire like that. And going through the plan, I felt like we were on a really good path to get, the rural community buy-in and support, because that is where the impacts, most of the impacts, are going to be. But with how this release was handled, I just see it as a big wedge, that just got driven further, and our field staff and agency is going to have to be playing catch up now, trying to reconvince people. It is a lot of perception, and I think we need to be hypersensitive. And the way the release was handled, it was tough. So I don't know if there's, if anyone can comment on that now, or tomorrow on the wolf update, but I definitely think it's worth fleshing out. And it was a big enough deal to me, and it's not a happy thing. So I'd like to hear a little bit more about why it was handled, or some explanation from someone. Thank you.